My name's Annette Morris. I was born in Leeds, and I'm a singer, songwriter, and performer. I've been performing for nearly 40 years now, most of that time with my sister, Paulette, who we were a duet and we were called Royal Blood. My dad was a musician, and my dad was one of the first steel pan teachers to teach steel pan in Leeds and across the whole country. So he was an innovator, my dad was, and he was passionate about his music. So bringing something like an art like steel pan, teaching it to everyone, was quite a unique thing. I felt really privileged that that was my dad who did that. And he's passed away now, but left us a great legacy of music and that whole acceptance of each other. You know, music is still in the schools now, steel pans are still being taught in the schools and across the whole city. So that is a legacy I'm very proud of. Me and my sister were more into reggae. So when we were starting to get to teenagers, our interest in music was really reggae focused. The love we had for it was more around learning, because we weren't learning about our history in school at the time. So through the music, it was teaching us about Africa, it was telling us about the Caribbean, telling us about places we didn't have any connection with because we were born in the UK. So bringing that feeling, that music, that knowledge was really important for young, I suppose, young Caribbean people at that time, back in the 60s, 70s, when we were learning about our music, learning about who we were. So reggae music was our focus. We kind of fixated on that. And it gave us so much opportunity as well. So I think throughout my teenage years, when I left school, I joined a band. When I started college, I joined a band with my sister at the same time. And from that experience, we worked with some really great artists. We worked with some really big reggae artists like Burning Spear. We worked with, you know, artists that I suppose really they were artists that, you know, were unreachable in a way. And we had the privilege of being able to work around different people in the music industry in reggae. And also, me and my sister, we were taken off to record our first album and went to London, because although Leeds is the most vibrant, active, creative city, it doesn't have some of the outlets we could really do with, like a record label and, you know, certain things that could have taken that sort of genre of music onto the next level. So we had to be taken to London and record there, and I think a lot of the London artists were quite jealous of why they'd gone all the way to Leeds to get these Leeds artists. But I feel that because we have come from Leeds, we've had the privilege of just working on our skill, working on our craft, and not being in the competition, you know, being in the thick of it all, where it just feels like it's not about your art and more about the business in London. We went there with our passion, our ability to just do, and they loved that, you know, they thought it was great. So we were constantly going backwards and forwards to London to work with different artists and to do our own thing. So we produced our own album, very first album, called Royal Blood. That was really a great achievement for us and a great achievement for our community in Leeds, you know. So it just kind of gave us a boost. We became local celebrities at the time, and I think it was a new thing for the community, because there wasn't many of us getting out there and doing things and coming back and saying, look what you can achieve, you know, look what's out there, the world is your oyster. So for us, that was a, you know, kind of a creative opportunity we took, but out of it gave us such joy, such pleasure, and hopefully inspired lots and lots of people. I mean, we've worked with a lot of young people in Leeds over the years around music, you know, doing workshops and mentoring, supporting a lot of young people. And, you know, when I look at some of those young people today, they're still doing music. They're, you know, excelling in their craft, you know. And my sister works directly with young people around creative writing and singing as well. And that has carried on in a way similarly, like my dad's legacy has carried on. You know, at the time when Boyzone were doing their final tour, the very last tour that they did as Boyzone before they reformed, we toured with them, you know, across all the arenas and did that and had sort of entered into a whole new world of music that we'd never experienced, you know, this environment before. We recorded in studio in London, but it was a really famous studio. We recorded some backing vocals on some of the tracks for the show, you know, and when we came out of there, you know, we were told by our road manager that the producer said how amazing, because we just went in there, did the work and came out. But that's how we were used to working, because, you know, here in Leeds, we just kind of get on with it. We just do our thing. But it was just a joy, you know, the opportunity to be able to go and do some of that and mingle with some of those people. You know, we went to the Brits and mingled with sort of the Spice Girls, you know, when the Spice Girls were doing in the heyday. And it was such a great opportunity for two little Leeds girls, who, you know, just fresh out of school, but having these great opportunities because of our music, because of our craft. And I feel, you know, over the years, it's been a great pleasure being able to share that and pass that on. And my own children now perform, you know, all of them perform. My daughters were on The Voice. And, you know, it just makes me feel happy to know that that legacy is going to continue. And the joy that we have, the passion we have for music is never going to go away. And reggae was the music that gave us that platform, you know, so I celebrate it all the time. And I hope in the future it is a music that carries on, you know, that people don't forget that reggae music has a story to tell. It has something to say. It's educational. Reggae music's about peace. It's about love. It's about bringing people together. And even if it might seem political, more often than not, it isn't. And it's trying to get people to work together and be unified.